The official COET number is published every year at what Council President Vic Kelson calls an inopportune time. In previous years, Kelson says the COET number has come at the end of the budget hearings and has often been greater than council members predicted. However, Kelson says that's not the case this year.
All of us consider it highly unlikely that the COET's going to go up. It's much more likely that the COET's going to go down. If the COET's going to go down and we delay, having additional information, you know, may lead to additional cuts. Now, we were planning to offset any possibility of that through the rainy day fund, but at this point, I'm not sure how we'll go because, you know, certainty is a good thing to have, and if you have certainty, then you don't have to put as many protections in place.
Kelson says it is better to hold budget hearings now, giving employees who may be losing jobs another month to prepare before getting their last paycheck. But Councilmember Jeff McKim says more information is better than less, even if the news isn't good. McKim says he hopes the extra time will be helpful to department heads who supported the budget hearings postponement.
Having that extra time was important to a lot of departments, which the departments have had plenty of opportunity to be addressing their confusion over the numbers over the past couple of months. But I'm willing to chalk it up to the fact that, A, there's been a lot of mistrust in the past among county departments, the council and the auditor, and B, everybody out there is really working hard just to do their job.
County council members will hold a budget session Wednesday in an effort to help department heads better understand the situation. Something they said they needed before they could start asking employees to pack up. For WFIU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.